T-Mobile.
Hey, W Mobile.
How are you today?
I'm doing good. Over here in Greer, just picking up some medication that I got to take before I go to the dentist later this afternoon. How you doing?
Not bad for a Thursday morning. Got some errands to go run and some things to pick up and possibly go eat lunch somewhere today. I don't know. It just depends upon how I feel when lunchtime rolls around, you know?
Hamburgers on the grill last night. Cheeseburgers. And there's enough left over that Maggie and I can have hamburgers for lunch. That's kind of a good thing when you cook enough to do a day or two, you know?
What I do when I cook things is, like, tomorrow I'm going to make a pot of chili. And I'll have chili for, you know, at least four or five more sessions after that. So I'll freeze some, and it'll, you know, in a couple of weeks I'll have some fresh, have some chili I can pull out and have that for lunch. So, you know, things like that coming along.
I'll do chili next. I don't know how to do chili yet. But that sounds like something. Amy knows how to do that. I have to get her to teach me how to do that because she makes a good pot of chili. But I can do hamburgers. I can do pork chops. I can do New York strips and, you know, like soup and stuff like that. So I'm learning, as in my retired life. This is my newly acquired skill set and learning how to cook.
Culinary expert. Ah, okay. Yeah, I've been cooking for years. I mean, I learned to cook when I was young. So my mother raised four kids. I was the oldest at 10, so, and she had to work. So I had to learn a little bit about cooking here and cooking there and things along. So I have learned over the years. And I made a mean pot of chili. I don't use my own spices. I buy they have this Carol Shelby's chili mix. And I buy it strictly for the seasonings in it because the number of seasonings in it are the things I like. But if you buy each of the seasonings individually, you'd spend $150 just to buy the seasonings. And I find if I buy them in that $3 pack, it's a whole lot cheaper. So anyway, and I'm going to do that today. And I make my chili with half the meat I use in it is ground turkey, and the other half is ground beef. So fairly halfway lean ground, pretty lean ground beef. So but it works out. I'll have a good pot of chili tomorrow, and that'll give me, like I said, that'll give me lunch over the weekend and for next week a couple of days too, since we're supposed to have this cold weather around for a while.
Blend of seasoning, does that make it like spicy hot, or does that just make it taste good?
It makes it taste good. I add a can of diced tomatoes and green chilies to it to add a little bit more spice. And if I want it, there's a package of red pepper in there to go with it. If I really want it real spicy, I can add that. But I usually don't add that because when I put my other stuff together in it, it comes out spicy enough to suit me.
So what's that blend called again? What's the name of it?
Carol Shelby's chili mix. They make one for white chili and they make one for regular chili. And you can find it at Publix. You can find it at most grocery stores. So it comes in a kind of a tan looking box. So that'll give you some hint. And it says you can heat it up as much as you want depending upon how much of that pepper you put in there.
Well, I pass that aisle in the grocery store. I don't ever pick up anything from there, but there is this one, it's a round cardboard tube that is a box, and it's got seasoning in it. It's got a little flip top, you know, one with big holes in it, one with little holes in it, that you use to put on, like, steak and burgers and stuff like that. I put it on everything meat that I cook, and it makes it taste really, really good. I just found it in the cupboard. It's probably been there 10 years, but it works really good. I'm going to have to figure that out, and I'm going to have to figure out how to make chili. So Carol Shelby, is that what you said?
Roger, Carol Shelby's chili mix, and like I said, they make two. They make white, what they call white chili for light-colored chili, and then they make the regular, which is the for the regular chili. And you want the one that comes in the dark-colored box, not the white box. So anyway, well, I've arrived where I have an appointment here at 11 o'clock, and I'm a little early, but I want to get on inside because it's cold sitting out here in the car. I'll talk to you later, David. W4DJW, W2T, 73s for now.
Have a good one. I'll pick your brain for some more cooking tips later. Have a good day. W2T, W4DJW Mobile.
AR Mobile. DJC and 4DJC and 0TR. Turn in 0TR, clear.